Welcome to the God Be Known podcast. My name is Samuel Teka, and this is the podcast where we want to know God through the Bible, learn how to live a meaningful life, and ultimately let God be known. Welcome everyone to the podcast. I'm so glad that you are here, and I do not want to waste any time. By the way, I'm back in Phoenix, Arizona, and we are currently moving out our place. It's the reason why there's a couple things here and there, but don't mind that. I want you to stay connected to the content that I'm going to be speaking about. Well, again, I keep forgetting sometimes podcast is just audio too. And so for those that are hearing me right now, you can't see what I'm talking about. But anyways, nonetheless, today I want to speak to you guys from the subject, five keys to find what you love to do. I have a suspicion there are people out there that are listening right now, you right now, that are either watching or listening right now. You're having a hard time finding what you love to do. You're kind of coasting through life. And there's not necessarily anything wrong with that. But I do want you and I to be intentional. We don't want to waste any time because time is short. And most of us think we have all the time in the world. But God has a call on your life. He wants you to be effective in life as well. And one of the ways to be effective is to find what you love to do. Now, to add on top of that, I just have to mention that everything that I'm going to be speaking about today is found in my course, A Meaningful Life. And you can find that on samuelteka.ca. If you're listening to this podcast, you will find the link either on Apple Podcasts or on Spotify, or if you're on YouTube right now, you could go down to the description down below and you could click that link and you could purchase the course for yourself. And so without further ado, let's get into it. Key number one to find what you love to do is to be obedient to God. There is no other being in heaven or on earth that knows you like God knows you. God created you, God designed you, and God has put desires with inside of you. And this is a Christian podcast, so I'm going to be extracting Christian principles to help us out to find what we love to do. But the first thing is to be obedient to God. Here's the thing. Being obedient to God leads you into your calling. But get this, your calling is always connected to what you love to do or to the desire that God has put in you and I. I love this story in Matthew chapter 4, verse 18 to 20. It's the calling of Peter and Andrew, two brothers that by trade are fishermen. Okay. And so Jesus approaches Peter and Andrew and calls them to leave their field, to leave their trade of being fishermen to now being fishers of people. All right. So he literally calls them out. They leave their business and they go on to follow him. In other words, they were obedient to the call on their life, which was to follow Jesus and to become fishers of men. Now, I love this story because although their love for fishing didn't change, their calling did. They were no longer fishing for fish, but now their calling was being fishers of men. Their calling was connected to what they loved to do. What I'm just trying to say right now is that if you are just obedient to the call of God in your life, it's always going to be connected to what you love to do or to the desire that God has put in your life. So number one is to be obedient to God. Trust God. Know that he created you. Know that he knows you better than you know yourself. And so you just want to be obedient to his call because his call is always connected to what you love. Now, I do have to say this as a side note. There is a saying that says, God doesn't call the equipped, but he equips the called. And And many of us right now are listening to this podcast or you're watching this, and the reason why you have not found what you love to do is because you allowed inadequacy or insecurity to inform your destiny. And I just have to say, can you imagine Peter was just like, I'm inadequate to do this, and therefore I'm not going to be obedient to you. He could have missed out on changing the world. So for many of us right now, we're allowing insecurity, we're allowing inadequacy to hold us back. It's creating a barrier to be obedient to the call of God. And when you're disobedient to the call of God, you will never step into the fullness of what you love to do and to what God has called you into. So please, if God has called you, do not allow inadequacy to inform your destiny, but allow his calling to inform your destiny. Because if he's called you to it, he'll equip you for it. Okay, enough said. That's enough of that. Key number two on how to find what you love to do. Look for the significant moments. Look for the significant moments. In order to identify what you love, you have to look for the significant moments. Let me share with you guys a personal story and experience of mine. Years ago, most of you guys know me as a preacher. If you're new to this podcast, I am a preacher. I love preaching the word of God. But years ago, you have to understand that I did not see myself as a preacher, nor did I see myself as, you know, a pastor or someone who would minister the word of God. But I was under this great man of God, a mentor, who he asked me to preach on Sunday evening. And I have never preached a day in my life. Never. I don't have the experience for it, nor do I have the knowledge for it. Let's just say this. To my point before about inadequacy and insecurity, when you talk about that, I was feeling every part of that. I was like, man, I'm not adequate enough to preach. I don't have enough knowledge to preach. What if they say this? What if they think of me like this? If I sit, you know, all these thoughts were running through my mind, but I really felt God call me to it. And so I did as best as I can to prepare and to study for a message. And I remember after I preached, I felt this alignment mentally, spiritually, physically, emotionally, just in every way. There's this sense of alignment. It was a significant moment in my life. And if I can use that story to share and to also encourage people out there, look out for those significant moments, because those moments are meant to inform us on what God is calling us to, or what we love to do as well, because our calling is always connected to what we love. And I just remember just this sense of, wow, I have the privilege to share God's word, the word of God, God's word himself. And not only that, but also help people through God's word. And these are the moments that we really want to look out for, because moments are built on values. And values are connected to what we love to do, or they lead us into what we love to do. And for me, the value for me was God, first and foremost, being able to minister God's word, but also another value was to help out other people. And so for people out there, I want you, and here's the application, look back into your past. Reflect, think about significant moments that you felt or you experienced in life. And then I want you to ask yourself this question. What were the values that those experiences were built upon? For me, my value was God. And also secondly, my value was to serve other people through the word of God. What are the values for you that those experiences were built upon? So that's what you want to look out for. Look for those significant moments in your life, because they're going to lead you into your values, and your values are going to lead you into what you love to do. Everybody understand? All right, cool. Key number three is, what gift or skill do you have that could solve a problem? Because what you love to do is always connected to a gift or a skill you have that could solve a problem. Back to my story about preaching. I remember after I was done preaching, a lot of people came up to me and were like, yo, you have a skill, or yo, you have a gift in communication. And I feel like before even preaching, people had always told me that I have a gift in communicating, I have a gift in speaking. And get this, gifts are without repentance. And so whether you're a Christian or not Christian, you have a gift that God has given you. And so I remember after that moment where people were coming up to me and were saying, you have a gift, you have a gift, you have a gift. This gift that I had was something that I never really saw myself, because I wasn't intentional to actually think about what skills or gifts do I have that could actually solve a problem. And for a lot of us right now, that's what we want to be asking ourselves. We want to be so intentional with ourselves to ask ourselves, what skill or gift comes naturally to us? See, gifts or skills that we have just come naturally to us. They're not something that we think about. They're not something that, you know, we're intentional in doing. They just come naturally because we're gifted or we're skilled in that area. But what we want to do is we want to be intentional to be self-aware of those gifts or that skills or those skills that God has put within us. The second thing that you want to do is you want to ask others close to you what you're skilled in or what you're good at, because gifted people are blinded to their own gifts. Again, until they're actually intentional to really seek and search and find what they're skilled or gifted in. But something that could really help you is to ask other people, hey, what am I gifted in? What do you think I'm skilled at doing? And let that inform you to really identify what you love to do, because this skill also could solve a problem. What you love to do is connected to a skill or a gift, and that gift is never for you. That gift is always to solve a problem for other people. Now, for me, I have this gift and skill of communicating and preaching God's word, but it doesn't just stop there. That gift was also meant to solve a problem in other people's life. And so this is the third thing that you really want to be looking out for in terms of finding what you love to do. Key number four. Here it is. Make a commitment to be authentic to who you are and what you love to do. I find that the reason why people can't find what they love to do is because they're trying so hard to be a copy rather than an original. All right, let's talk about that, because I feel that so many people out there, we aspire to be like someone, either on social media or entertainment, whatever medium that you find inspiration from. You know, we aspire to be like these people, and sometimes the lines get so blurred because our inspiration turns into, I need to copy that person. And the problem with that, or the danger in that, is that if you copy that person, it may not be authentic to what you love to do and to who you are. And so we really want to be committed to be authentically ourselves and be authentic to what we love to do. You want to find yourself. You really want to date yourself. You really want to identify who you are and what you love to do through exploration. Rather than just copying someone and what they do, Find what you love to do and who you are through exploration. Explore. Explore. Sure, if you aspire to be like that person, maybe go into that field that they're in. Explore that world. And guess what? If you do not love it and you feel like that's not who you are and it's not what you want to do, get out of that and move on to something else. Don't be afraid to explore. Don't be afraid to fail, because failure is part of success. It really is. And so you want to be just exploring what you love to do. Go into different areas, go into different fields. And if it's not what you love to do, again, move on to the next thing. And through exploration, it could really help you out to find out what you love to do. Okay? So make a commitment to be authentically you and be authentic to what you love to do. Key number five is sacrifice is a sign. Sacrifice is a sign. If you're willing to sacrifice your time, your energy, and your resources, you have found what you love to do. Here's what I mean by sacrifice. It's not that you have to do it. It's that you want to do it. There's a big, big difference. When you are voluntarily giving your time, energy, and resources to something, it's because you love that thing or you love doing that thing. And so sacrifice is a sign. Jesus is the perfect example for that. Jesus sacrificed his life for who he loved. And who he loved was people like you and I. But he voluntarily laid down his life. He didn't have to. No one forced him to. But he voluntarily gave his life. He sacrificed his life for what he loved. And so I want you to look out for what you're sacrificing your time, energy, and resources to. If you find yourself doing something voluntarily, that could be a sign that you really love that. And so whenever you find yourself sacrificing your life for something, it's a sign that you love it. So those are the five keys to find what you love to do. Number one, be obedient to God. Number two, look for the significant moments. Number three, what gift or skill do you have that could actually help other people? Number four, make a commitment to be authentic to who you are and what you love to do. And number five, sacrifice is a sign. So that's it for me. Thank you guys for tuning into today's podcast. If this gave you any value, please share it with people either on your social media account or maybe comment down below on YouTube, or you know, leave a review over on the podcast on Apple Podcasts or on Spotify. And that way I know that you guys are engaging and this is giving you value as well. And so like I say, every single week, I would love for you guys to know God and let God be known. Have a great day and an awesome week. Ciao, guys.